Take a Bible, please, and turn to the book of Hebrews, or you can follow along on the screen with the verses. But we'll be in Hebrews 11 and verse 23 through 29. This morning, we'll continue the series on the life of faith. And today, we're going to be talking about a man by the name of Moses, who lived a long time ago. But his story is found in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, and also in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews. So we'll be talking about that today. But what I want to be talking to you about today are the decisions of faith. The decisions of faith. And so we'll be talking about that this morning. Listen to Hebrews 11 and let's begin verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch him. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. The reality of faith is that we believe in God. And so God is the source of our faith. Biblical faith is just not simply faith in faith, but biblical faith is faith in God. So God is the source of our faith. The root of our faith is hearing from God. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? Hearing the Word of God. So God speaks to you, and God speaks to me through His Word. So that is the root of our faith. The reality of our faith is this, that when we hear the Word of God, and we listen to the voice of God, and obey the voice of God, and what He's telling us, then the reality of that is that we do the will of God. So that's the result of our faith. In life, we have decisions that we have to make. Your life and my life is made up of the decisions that we make. Some decisions that we make in life are simple and unimportant. Other decisions we make in life are very complex and very, very important. So what we see in the Bible today is that Christian living really is making the right decisions and right choices in life. Vance Havner said this about the decisions that Moses said. Vance said this. He said, Moses chose the imperishable, saw the invisible, and did the impossible. And I really like the way he said that. Amen. So what we understand about Moses, though, that really contributed to the decisions that he made was that he had believing parents. The Bible tells us that they took Moses at a very young age as a baby, and they put him in this basket, and they placed this basket in the Nile River, because the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh of Egypt, was going to kill all the baby boys. He was going to get rid of them. All the Hebrew baby boys, he was going to get rid of them. And so they did this. And so it wasn't happenstance, or it wasn't chance, that Pharaoh's daughter came and she found baby Moses in the Nile River. And so from that point, God began, you know, working his plan and working his will. When you look at the life of Moses, Moses lived to be 120 years old. His life can be divided in 40s. the first 40 years of his life he spent in Egypt in Pharaoh's house. He was raised as a son of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. The second 40 years of his life he spent as a shepherd, being a shepherd for his father-in-law Jethro. And then the last 40 years of his life was spent with the children of Israel, leading them through the Red Sea to the promised land that God had given to them. And so that's how his life can be seen. It was a life of faith. But along the way, what Moses had to do is exactly what you have to do and I have to do. We have to make some decisions. And so Moses had to make some decisions along the way. What I'm going to do is talk, first of all, about some negative decisions, and then I'll talk about some positive decisions. Another way to say that is this, first of all, is there are some things that faith says no to. There are some things that faith will reject. And so, first of all, there are some things that Moses had to say no to. He had to say no to four things. He said no to the prestige of Egypt. Now, to be in the position that Moses was a very prestigious position. If you keep up with the news over in England now, you know what the Duke has done to renounce his standing in the royal family over there, Duke Harry. And all the controversy that's caused the Queen and everybody in England now. Well, you see, you think about a decision like that and how it affects, you know, them today. But think about Moses here. I mean, he came at a place here where he was saying no to the king's court. No to being raised as a son of Pharaoh. And so a lot of prestige went along with that. He said no to the pleasure of Egypt. See, Moses, in his position and his place in life, you know, money was no problem for him. Moses could enjoy any pleasure in life that he desired. But he came to a place in his life where he said no to that, according to verse 25 of Hebrews 11. And then verse 26, the Bible tells us here that he said no to the plenty of Egypt. Materially speaking, he had anything he wanted. He had all the food that he wanted. He had all the luxury he wanted. He had, you know, just whatever as far as a wardrobe. He had that. But he came to a place in his life, you know, where he turned his back on that. Faith said no to the pressure of Egypt. The Bible tells us here that the pressure that he had to say no to was coming from the king, coming from the Pharaoh of Egypt. He said no to that pressure. And so the pressure coming from Pharaoh was, hey, you stay here. If you make this decision and you walk away, that I'm going to sever ties with you, I'm going to cut you loose, or, you know, it could have been that Moses was even threatened with his life from the Pharaoh, if you make this decision, then I'll just take care of you. And so the Bible says that there was a lot of pressure coming against Moses, but he said no to the pressure. And so in your Christian life, and in the walk of faith that we have, there are some things that the life of faith has to say no to. To the prestige of the world, the pleasure of the world, the plenty of the world, and the pressure that comes from the world. The world system, the attitudes that are against God, the attitudes and ideologies of the world that run contrary to what the Bible teaches and what God wants. The second truth that I want to talk about now is the positive aspect of it. There are some things that faith rejects, but there are other things that the life of faith accepts. And so we'll talk about those things now. First of all, the life of faith accepts the plan of God. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. You see, when God created you and me, He didn't create us as robots. We're not robots. God has given you, He's given me, the ability that we can choose. And we have freedom to choose. We have freedom to make decisions. I'm told by psychiatrists and psychologists and sociologists that really in early years, that decisions and choices that we make in early years really are determined by our condition. In other words, when I was a boy, I didn't have no choice about where I was going to live and where my parents moved to and everything like that. But as we get older, really what determines our condition are the choices that we make. And so God put before the people of Israel a choice. And His choice to them was, I set before you life or death. And He says, if you choose the right way, then you will choose life. If you choose the wrong way, then you will choose death. And so God has a plan. God's plan for my life is to be a pastor. God's plan for my life is to be a preacher. I understand that. I know that. But God has a plan for your life. He really does. But it's up to you if you're going to choose that plan or not. And see, what it comes down to is this. Am I going to choose my way or God's way? Now, my way can be God's way. Sometimes my way runs contrary to what God's way would be. And you know, I struggle with that at times, but I really want to do God's will. And so when we're talking about God's plan for our lives, we're talking about doing what God wants us to do. We're talking about going God's way. And so with Moses, you see, God had a plan for his life. The plan for Moses was not to stay in Egypt. They had been in Egypt for over 400 years. The children of Israel, the Hebrews, the Jews, had been in bondage for 400 years. And what God did was to raise up someone to lead them out. And that was Moses. That was God's plan for Moses. Moses was out in the field one day, and the Bible tells us in the book of Exodus that there was this bush that was burning. It was on fire. But the bush wasn't consumed. And the Bible tells us that through that burning bush that God spoke to Moses. And He said, Moses, here's what I want you to do. I want you to lead my people out. That was God communicating to Moses what His plan was. God will communicate with you. God will show you. God has a plan for your life. And so the decision we have to make is, are we going to do God's plan or not? And so in a positive way, what Moses did was say, I'm going to do God's plan. What faith does also is to accept the provision of God. The provision that got them out of Egypt was this. Do you remember the story, of the Egyptian bondage? You know that Moses went before Pharaoh asking for the deliverance of the Egyptians. Are the people of Israel. And what happened was that God sent 10 plagues on the land of Egypt. And the last thing that happened was the death of the firstborn. And so the provision for that was what we know in the Bible as the Passover. So God said, if you sacrifice the lambs and you take this blood and you put it over the doorpost, then when the death angel passes by, it won't touch your house. That is known as the Passover. That's what Jews still celebrate today. They celebrate the Passover, the time when God brought them out of the bondage of Egypt. That was God's provision. God made a way for them. And so Moses believed that, and he followed that. But the promise of God was the land. God had promised them what we know in the Bible as the land of Canaan. God made them the promise of the land where Israel is today. You hear a lot of controversy about, you know, the borders in Israel today and all that, but God promised them the land. Amen. And so Moses was to lead them out. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that they went across the Red Sea on dry ground, and they went into a whole different land and a whole different way of living. Now, here's what all that illustrates. It illustrates to us that what God does in our life is this. This whole thing is an illustration of salvation. He brings us out. He brings us through. He brings us in. He brought the children of Israel out of bondage. When you come to Christ and you make your decision for Christ, then you're brought out of the bondage of the old life. As we live for Him day after day after day, He gives us grace every day. He gives us faith every day to make it through. And then one day, He takes us home to heaven. Now here's what I know about decisions and choices. When it comes to making the right decisions for Jesus Christ, the decision is not automatic. It's something we have to do. We have to make that decision for Jesus Christ. You know, we live in a time today, I think, in a day today, when if there were ever a time that we needed to make the right decisions of faith, it's the day in which we live. And so what God has done, though, is given us the freedom and ability to choose His way. God's way is the way of the cross. God's way to heaven is Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans and John 14:6, Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And that is the decision that every person has to make. That's the choice that everyone makes. And so what God does is to give us the freedom to make that choice. The dilemma of our choices in life are simply this. The choices and dilemma, the dilemma of our choices is simply this, that every choice we make really affects someone else. What I understand by decision and choices are that some of them are, sometimes there can be an uncertainty about the right choice to make and the right way to go. I understand that. But what I'm talking about today is a clear-cut decision. Where you're going to spend eternity. Where you're going to go when you die. I'm talking about making a clear-cut choice for Jesus Christ. That is the choice that Moses made. That was his decision of faith to say, "I'm going to go with God. I'm going to go God's way. I'm going to do things the way God wants me to do things." And so it is a clear-cut choice. Through the years, though, here's what I've thought about choices, though, that there are consequences to the choices we make. There's a consequences to a choice of rejecting Christ and accepting Christ. There's consequences to that. There's consequences to the choices of life that we make so many times. But see, here's another thing too. If you do not make the right choice, and if you do not make your own decisions, someone else will make those choices and decisions for you. Now, I want you to think about that. We all struggle along the way with temptation. And here's what I'm telling you, and here's what I know from my own life and experience. If I don't make the right choices in those areas, I guarantee you the devil will make those choices for me. And he'll lead me in the wrong direction. And I'll go down the wrong path. That's why I'm saying, you know, these decisions here are clear cut, and these decisions are the right choices that we need to make. So I'm asking you today, what is your decision of faith? The source of faith is God. The root of your faith is, what does the Bible say? The reality of faith, the result of faith, is by doing the will of God. The will of God is that we choose Jesus. The will of God is that we be saved. The will of God is that we believe what the Bible says about Christ and put faith in Him. That begins the life of faith. Are you on that journey? Moses made that choice. Moses made the right decision. Moses followed God's plan for his life. God's plan for your life is to be saved. God's plan for your life is that you come to Him. And this morning what we're going to do is extend a gospel invitation. And if that's a decision you need to make, please come. Let's stand for our prayer. Father, we thank You today that in life You give us the freedom to choose. And Lord, today, the choice that we've talked about today is the life of faith. The Christian life of living for You, believing in You, knowing that You have a plan for our lives. And Father, today I pray that for those who need to start this journey today, that they would come today and say yes. That they would make the right choice. That they would choose Your way. Lord, I know that You want the very best for each and every one of us. You want good things for our lives. And the way we get there is to follow Your plan. To follow Your will. To put our faith and trust in You. Lord, today, even though for those of us who are believers, along the way in life, the life of faith has to reject some things. The life of faith has to say no to some things. The life of faith says yes to Your way and to Your will. And Lord, it may be today that there are those who are making decisions. And there are those who are making choices. And I pray today that You'd give them wisdom. And I pray today that You'd help them in making these decisions and choices that they have to make. God, we need You. And we need Your help in making the right choices and decisions that we make in life. Lord, I pray during this invitation time there'd be those that would come today and make their choice for Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. Change.